Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's freaking go. Let's do this. Sunday Night Football is coming to town, and we're going to be all over this. David Lombardi at 3:15. Jordan Reed, you remember him?
Yeah.
Jordan Reed, tight end, was with Washington. He was with the Niners. In fact, I think, is Jordan Reed the obscure answer to the other person that tore his ACL the same day that Nick Bosa did at MetLife? Will you look that up for me, Grandy? Am I getting a thumbs up on that? Jordan Reed tore his ACL in the same game that Nick Bosa did, his first Niners torn ACL. Anyway, he's involved with a new documentary that we're going to tell you about that involves George Kittle and Ricky Pearsall. Jordan Reed is an executive producer for it, and George Kittle's back on the field, and Jordan Reed's going to join us at 5 o'clock. And then here comes Sunday Night Football. And I want to give a special salute out there to the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, who's already firing. I love it. Our show hasn't even started yet. The Niner bias is incredible. Kittle, number one in the era because of his blocking. Great stuff, Willard. Actually, he is 14th all-time in receiving yards, so it's not because of blocking. It's because he is by far and away the best tight end, not of the era, of all time. When you combine the two aspects of what a tight end does, Tony Gonzalez, amazing receiver. Antonio Gates, Travis Kelce, all of those names. Phenomenal receivers. And if you want to make the case that they're better than Kittle, great. Importance to their team, and ask a GM which one they would like because he affects every play and what they do. At minimum, he's the best of his era. And I'll only give an acknowledgement. To me, the other on the list is maybe Rob Gronkowski.
I'm Shannon Sharp. I would put up there as well.
Not quite. That's a little further back, but I hear you.
Well,
great player.
Of the era, like Gronk, I don't even know if you could put Gronk in George's era. I know that Gronk played in the early days of George Kittle. I was doing a deep dive on this topic, and I was looking at how many Pro Bowls were accumulated for players who have more catches than George Kittle.
Okay.
And the answer is 5. So if you want to just look at Pro Bowls, and I know it's an inexact thing because it's voted on by players and coaches and fans and whatnot, but there are 5 guys who have more catches and also more Pro Bowls, but that's a very small list. It's, yep, it's very thin company when you look at other players who have those accolades and those catches, and you were talking about it on our show thread earlier about his numbers, and his numbers don't do him justice on just how good he is. And I don't think, honestly, that he's ever going to get to the numbers that would really be like Gonzalez. And Jason Witten's another one, I think, who was a very good blocker and
good,
you know, in his era. But, you know, and he's got monster numbers. So if you want to talk about guys who were a two-way threat, Tony Gonzalez was a good blocker. Kittle's better. Jason Witten was a very good blocker, and he's got better numbers. And, you know, Gronk was a very good blocker, and he's got better numbers. Shannon Sharp was a good blocker, and he's got better numbers. But to your point, as you start to, like, run down the list of guys who are both really good as receiving tight ends and also good blockers, you're not going to be able to get to 10 tight ends ahead of him, and you may be hard-pressed to get to 6 or 7.
I mean, I don't know what George Kittle the future holds as far as health. But if we imagine a receiver that's going to be, I don't know, if he has healthy years, he's still capable of 900,000 yard seasons, 1,100 yard seasons, something like that. I mean, we only saw him for how many snaps was it? It was about 20 snaps,
yeah, roughly,
or so in the first, and he had already had four catches and a touchdown.
Yep.
Like now I don't know if the body's going to hold up, but you mentioned Gronk's numbers. He's only about 16, 17, 1,800 yards away from Gronk. It's not inconceivable that he ends up there or past that. And, you know, he is headed, in my opinion, for the top 10 for receiving yards. No, he's not going to catch Tony freaking Gonzalez, who's got more than double of what George has. But George is, he's approaching Vernon Davis. He's approaching Ozzie Newsome. And he's approaching Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is still playing. Jimmy yep. Graham, Greg Olsen. A lot of these players, though, and Jason Witten was a good blocker. I don't think he was the blocker that George Kittle is. But a lot of these players, I'll give you Shannon Sharp, Gonzalez, Gates, Jimmy Graham for sure.
Right. He was more of a wide receiver.
Those dudes yep. are receivers in tight end jerseys.
Zach Ertz a good blocker, but I think yeah. the Kittle's better. And, you know, you'd be hard-pressed. And even Greg Olsen was a very good blocker. But if you want to run down all these guys on the list, I would say Shannon Sharp and Gronk and Greg Olsen and Jason Witten. Like, they'd be in the same sort of sphere as George Kittle. And I do think that as we look at this Sunday night's game, this is where it becomes mostly really telling for me, because you have not been able to run the ball, and he's been out. You run a lot of outside zone, and that's where the tight end lives, and you haven't had good blocking wide receivers because you haven't had a lot of Juwan, and Ricky's been out, and you haven't had Brandon Ayuk, who's also a good blocking wide receiver. So, yeah, if Kittle comes back and he's able to play a full rack of plays, and I actually heard something earlier today from a different broadcaster that tells me, oh, he's healthy enough. He's going
to
play.
Were you listening to different broadcasters?
Of course. Like, I come in here and I grind on all possible content.
You said that as if it's like, you know, something sort of mysterious, like a...
Not at all.
Like a Diggs concussion.
There's a national show, and I won't name drop the show, but there's a national show that is already...
Oh, no!
It's already promoting George Kittle's going to be on that show on Monday.
Oh,
and so it made me think about Steph Curry.
That's interesting.
When Steph Curry came on with Steiny and Goo, yeah. and it's like he had not yet been cleared to play, and yet he's already going on the media. And so if George Kittle is already making plans to go on a show on Monday, that tells me that he thinks he's going to be fine on Sunday.
Well, obviously, I don't know that you can ever think that you're going to make it through a game fully healthy. Something completely
but
new
that tells
could
me
come
he
up.
Goes into the game well, thinking that he is
no
fully
doubt.
Healthy.
You're, I mean, he had people at his locker this week. That's all you need to know. Remember, I'll take you back just to week one. And our guest in less than an hour, David Lombardi, we all sat here. We had the summit on a Thursday.
That's
we
right.
got the news that Christian McCaffrey was leaving practice. And then it was 24 hours of, oh, Schmidt, McCaffrey's going to miss the year. And then we had Lombardi on in the afternoon, and we're like, what's going on with Christian? And Lombardi goes, he's playing. Everything's fine. Relax. And we sat there then for the next half hour going, how could he be so cavalier? How could he be so chill? But what had just happened? Christian had reporters at his locker. They don't let you do that if you're not a hundo. They don't let you do it. They just won't.
Yeah.
And Christian hasn't missed a damn snap since.
Pretty much, right?
Knock on wood. But you're right. George, not only did they announce him as no injury designation going into this game, Kyle Shanahan and others today were asked if there was a snap count. Hard no is the answer. This is a full complement of snaps. They feel like George Kittle. They have gone through the whole process of ensuring that he is as, you know, as confident as you can be, that he is super double ready to go. And I don't want to use the word expect because I don't think that's fair for any one player, but I am hopeful that this completely changes the 49er offense because we're going into another weekend of Mac Jones, thankful to have him, expect him to play well. He's been very good, but for the seventh week in a row, we, the 49er fan base, will scream and yell and focus about the quarterback. And the bottom line is, if you want this season to go well, they need to figure out how to run the stupid football better than they have. This is a Kyle Shanahan team with Christian McCaffrey on it. I am totally befuddled at the rushing stats for this football team, and I got to think that Kyle is up at night right now thinking about it. And those in the know, from Feliciano to others, have said the magic elixir will be George Kittle. Well, drumbeat, let's go, let's find out. Because if that happens, then two things. A, I immediately become way more optimistic again about this season. And B, I think you can't prop George Kittle up enough. If his presence alone can get the 49ers averaging 4 yards a carry, that would be incredible and say amazing things about him.
Right now they're dead last in yards per carry.
Think about that.
And it's not even close, Mark.
It's unthinkable.
And I did the deep dive on the history of Shanahan, and I think I tweeted this out already. If you don't follow me, you should, at Dan Dibley. But they've never been below, I think, 21st. And even at that, that was a horrific year.
Yep.
When they win, they are top seven. And when they don't, they're usually middle of the pack. And right now, they are 32nd in yards per carry. They're 0.4 yards per carry behind Philadelphia, which Philadelphia is tied for 30th along with New England. And so Philadelphia, the team that absolutely dominated everyone last year on the ground, they're not really running it that effectively either.
And they stopped
look at Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Right, because Saquon's not having a great year. And the other part of it is Christian McCaffrey is on pace to have a top seven year all time in total catches if he keeps his pace up.
Yeah. Does anybody in the NFL, how many people have more catches? Forget yards. How many people have more catches than Christian McCaffrey? Is anybody?
Puka and I think Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Might be Jamar Chase after last night. He caught like 713 balls just last night alone.
Yeah, that was a pretty fun one.
Oh,
and
my God.
I mean, shout out trading within your division. I think we know why we now never trade within our division, right? Isn't that the way to do it?
McCaffrey's third behind Jamar and Puka.
Jamar, but Jamar has had his seventh game already. So it was Puka, then
and Jackson
Christian.
Leads in yardage. But.
Yes, those guys have been absolutely incredible. But yeah, 46 catches for Christian in six games.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And I put this also out on Twitter. He's on pace, I think, for 426 touches. And no player 29 years or older has ever had that many touches in a season.
All right, let's talk it out, okay? Sunday Night Football is coming to town. We'll go to the phones coming up next. Trevor, you're going to lead us off. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. David Lombardi in 45 minutes. It's Willard and Dick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, for the game, so much shorter when I don't have to say limited. Yetur is out, Ricky out, Brock out, Kevin Givens, Renardo Green, and Upton Stout are three questionable.
Now, back to
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
Kyle Shanahan sounded like he was either doing a rap or like reading a poem that he wrote in school, because Stout rhymes with out. And the injury list is so damn long.
And Gross Matos rhymes with Atos. He's out. Os. It's a one, but it's all right. I'm not afraid of it.
You took a Yetur there.
That's a four.
Thank you. I know Grady didn't like it. He wants to give it a two. But Soto averages out to a three, and I move on with life.
But you played off of it, and you did it with such great timing. It goes from a three to a four.
It's Friday.
Yep.
I figure let's start the stupidity now. Like, why not? What are we doing? You know what
no.
I mean? Yeah, come on. We're gonna do a higher or lower today. Let's get stupid.
Yep.
Okay. Digital Underground. Let's just all day. 888-957-9570. I don't like it. And this is more fantasy footballification of America. I don't like it when people have a hard time with where George Kittle sits all time. Like, this is hands down a top 10 all-time tight end, in my opinion. I don't even know how someone would debate otherwise if you're watching the entire football field. And he's 32, so that's quote-unquote getting up there, I guess. How old's Kelsey? How old's Kelsey right now? What's he at?
Oh, he's like 36 or something.
Yep.
I mean, we'll see if Kittle is blessed with health the rest of the year and next year and beyond and whatnot. But if he is, I think his numbers are going to get to a very easy spot where people do not have such a hard time with this. But it's been offensive at times. Every time I talk about George Kittle and where he sits in the whole league, people start firing back with Travis Kelce and Travis Kelce, I've been here, you know.
By the way, Kelce, 37 in 2 weeks.
Yep. 5 years older, but I get it. Travis is, if I'm just spotlighting the one stat that we all see, Travis is right there with everybody all time, and maybe he's the best.
But he's up there.
No, but he's up there. Like, he is among the best receiving tight ends of all time, for sure. But that's one thing that they do. And George does that very, very well also. But there's a bunch of other stuff. And if you wanted to dive into the metrics through the last decade or so, George Kittle's career, if you wanted to dive into the metrics of the run game with him and without him, you'll be blown away. You'll be blown away at his effect.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And it's beyond that. And I'll just do the surface numbers. And we'll start with total receptions as a tight end. He's ninth all time.
Yep.
And he is five away from Jeremy Shockey. he will pass Jeremy Shockey, hopefully on Sunday night. I'm going to be starting you, George. I'm going to need six now. And so he will be eighth all time among Pro Bowls. Pro Bowls among people who have more catches than him, there are only five who have more Pro Bowls and more catches. And then the other number that really strikes, and this is going to be the one that, you know, plays to the numbers in terms of yards per game, he's number two. Number two. Behind Travis Kelce. And he's only 4 yards a game behind Travis Kelce. And that's yards per game. So none of that has to do with how good of a blocker he is. And I could look at a lot of these other guys who were good blockers. And I do think that Shannon Sharpe is a guy that we forget about what a force he was at 6'5", 240 or whatever he was. And Antonio Gates wasn't asked to block a lot.
Nope.
Lo'Neal, I'm sure, could speak to, you know, how good he was with the Chargers. But there are other two-way threats who are also, by the way, Hall of Famers. So George Kittle's going to the Hall. And this is not even to add in what I said on our show thread, the extra sprinkle of what it means to have him on your team. Just the
this is the point.
The emotions.
This is the point.
The intangibles, yes. The leadership, the hair flaps, the all those things. Like, Antonio Gates was never the emotional leader of the Chargers. You covered those teams.
Yep.
And, you know, Travis Kelce is kind of that guy, but, you know, Kermit is the dude. Gronk was absolutely that guy for the Patriots, but they also had Tom Brady. So, and, you know, Kittle's got McCaffrey and Shanahan, whatever, all these other things. But it's the other parts of who George Kittle is that puts him to me in a higher level.
That is so well said.
Thank you.
And that's why I said on the crossover, I wish there was a way to measure the unmeasurable.
Right.
Because, like, not only has George Kittle become such an unbelievable leader for the 49ers and a great locker room presence, I think I'd argue that if you made all of these great tight ends a team, wouldn't George be the leader? He started tight end U. Like,
a good point.
Would George be the head coach of all of these tight ends that we're talking about? I've never heard Jason Witten talk. I don't even know if he has the power of speech. Antonio
didn't
Gates.
Did he do TV for a little bit? I thought he did a couple of years of TV.
Witten?
I thought so. I'd have to Google it. But
yeah, man. Yeah. Gonzalez, obviously.
Greg Olson, yeah.
Yeah, these guys are doing well now. And Shannon Sharpe, hell, he's become huge in the media.
Yep.
Although, but anyway,
sure.
There's stuff going on there. So I'm not saying he's the only personality, but he's the one that has, I think, spun in some ways this idea of making the tight end a lot cooler than it used to be. Even back in the days of Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, it wasn't as cool as it is now. And you didn't see nearly as many. Now I feel like every team has that 6'7 dude. He's 6'7. He's just shy of offensive lineman weight, but he can run. Run like crazy and hit people and probably has half a cup of crazy in terms of a personality. Like, that's the way a lot of tight ends are now. And I think George has a huge footprint on all of that across the league.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, the kind of tight end that he is, and that really becomes the prototype now, especially in modern football where you have to run the football and teams don't go without a tight end usually very much. Like, you might go 11 personnel, one running back, one tight end, and you got to have that one tight end as a possible, you know, I'm going to stay in and block on a pass play. I might stay in and block on a run play. I might go out and be ineligible. And so I think that George Kittle's become the prototype for what the modern tight end should be.
Let's go to the phones. 888-957-9570. We really say all this to say, I have hope. I have hope that this is the thing that fixes the 49ers run game. It's not sexy. It's not what we all want to talk about. We want to talk about injuries and quarterback. That's what makes all of us go when we sit there with a remote and nachos. I get it. And here we are. We're in sports radio. That's a big part of this. But I think if y'all want the 49er offense to get better, you can take your Brock and Mac and Mac and Brock and just tuck it away for – a week or two? And because there's going to be plenty of time for this to figure out. Brock will come back at some point. Will he look good? Is Mac going to keep winning? We'll figure all this out. But everybody, if we could just tuck that and put it down in that closet downstairs that has all the stupid stuff in it that you only use once a year, maybe next to the Christmas wrapping paper. We just put that over there for a second. If you want the Niner offense to perform better, run the ball. For God's sakes, did you see what the Bengals did last night? They've been in total laughingstock this year. Why all of a sudden could Joe Flacco just Jamar T, T, Jamar, beepity boppity, 33 points? Because they ran the ball.
Yep.
They ran the ball. Lucas is over here with Chase Brown as his first round draft pick.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, hey, Chase Brown had 100, he had 100 yards on the ground. That was amazing. That's what we wanted all year. And that's what happens. Everybody's going to be open for Brock and Mac if they can just average 4 or 5 yards a carry for a game. Wait till you see it.
Yeah.
And my hope is that George is the thing that finally unlocks this damn door.
Yeah, he might be. And I haven't done the full dive on rushing yards with versus rushing yards without, but just glancing at his record and their record, because George Kittle's been here exactly as long as Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
His rookie year was Shanahan's first year. And with George Kittle, 64-50. Without George Kittle, 10-14. Now, a little bit of that is nuanced because there's been a couple of Week 18 games where, you know, you didn't play George and you were going to the playoffs and you laid down, and I get that. But just over a large sample of both of their first year to right now, when George plays, you're 14 above. When he doesn't play, you're 4 below.
Yeah, and that number's gotten better this year because he's been out and they've actually won more games than they've lost without him.
Right, they're 3-2 without him.
Yeah, so essentially. That number, you know, got just tick better just this year. All right, let's go to Trevor in Rohnert Park. Hi, Trevor. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I know it's been a little bit since I called. I just wanted to key in on this because I am super excited to see Kittle come back. I do think that he is going to make a difference in the run game a little bit. But instead of thinking about injuries, I think thinking about how this team is doing and how they're going to look in week 10, 11, 12, when they're fully healthy, is a bit exciting. The only thing that I'm feeling right now is that putting Kittle on that offensive line is like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound when you're looking at the offensive line the way they act right now and the way they're playing. So I'm still concerned about the offensive line either way. I do think it's going to help. I think McCaffrey's going to have a better run game to game now because of it. But I do think that offensive line, and I know I've been preaching that forever when I call in here, but I mean, it's never addressed. And that's still a cause for concern for me. But I do think Kittle is definitely going to cause Atlanta to watch him a little closer. He's going to help block. And when he's not blocking, he's going to be a good receiver. So, I mean, yes, it's a massive upgrade to have him back and super excited to watch him come back and help. But I think the key to look at is how that offensive line responds going forward. And then also, you know, we're going to start getting these players healthy as we get on throughout the year, hopefully. And then we'll have some wide receivers. We'll have Brandon Ayuk back, hopefully, better than he was when he left when he got hurt too, because that last year he wasn't good. But Kittle's definitely a top 5-6 tight end in my mind too. Remember last year he was asked to block like all the time, guys. Yep. He did not get a lot of receiving yards last year. He was just, and that's what's going to happen, I think, for the next 3 or 4 games until we get healthy with the wide receiver core again, and we're going to run the ball a lot. And so, yeah, I mean, you're going to see those numbers you talk about that don't pop out on the stat sheet about the blocking and the impact that he has with that. That's going to show, you're going to see a lot of that in the next 2 or 3 games. Excited to see him come back. I think he's going to make a huge impact. I'd like to see the offensive line get upgraded a little bit too.
Wow, I hear you, Trevor. Thanks.
Yeah, Trevor.
That's a totally fair point. I will just say this though. I do think that offensive line, the group that's there, that is a chain link fence. And so when you say, like, George will come back and he'll do his thing, but the rest of the offensive line has been underperforming, I absolutely think that this is a sum of all parts kind of a conversation. George Kittle being there will completely, quote-unquote, raise the play of the others. At least this is my hope. And I don't mean that in some sort of inspirational way. I mean that in terms of the point of attack. Like, when you have another really important piece to the run game there, it's going to make it look like the whole group individually is performing better, because actually they'll perform well as a group, and you have a point of attack that you can focus on as far as where you're running the ball. You know what I would love to know, and you're the guy to ask, like, I know this is such an incredibly small sample.
Yeah.
How many drives did George play this year in Seattle? How many drives?
I'm glad you asked me that, because I just was looking at the notes, and the opening drive, he scored the touchdown.
He got the touchdown.
Drive number one. The second drive, they go three and out. Drive three, it is CMC for six, CMC for nine, and then he runs that route. He gets hurt.
Okay.
So drive three, and on that play, it was first and 10. He got sacked. I think it was Purdy at the time. They lost 12 yards, and Kittle hobbled off, and we haven't seen him since.
Do you have the play-by-play to where we could, and I get it, it's three drives, so I'm not trying to make some massive point here, but
right. How
many yards per carry were the Niners averaging when he left? You just mentioned two carries for 15 yards on that third drive.
Right.
So there's that.
I'll exclude the Purdy scramble for nine and the other Purdy scramble for three.
Okay.
Because those aren't really running plays.
Although, like when we talk about their season numbers, those quarterback scrambles are a part of it. But anyway, go ahead.
It is. And opening drive, they went five carries for 7 yards. And then they had two for 15. So that would be seven carries for 22. Which is a little bit more than three.
Yeah.
But on that third drive, it was McCaffrey for six, and it was McCaffrey for nine. Kittle was on the field for both.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they were humming. They started at their own 14, but Kittle gets hurt, and then they run a draw for six, then McCaffrey goes for nine, then they punt. And that's the way that went. And then from then on, it was, where's Tongis?
Yeah.
Where's Tongis at?
Well, it turns out he was Johnny on the spot that game. In the end. But yeah, so it's too small of a sample, but what I do remember, so there was a three and out in there. There was a drive that seemingly was going well when he left. And then there was the opening drive where the Niners looked great.
95 yards, Mark.
95-yard drive. George actually had four catches in the game. I don't remember how many he had on that drive, but I know it ended with him scoring the touchdown. So I don't think that this is a crazy thought that the offense will totally change with George Kittle there. Now, we've never seen Mac Jones play with George Kittle. Super interested to see that. Don't know what kind of rapport they've been able to build just in practice this week, but I hope they fast-track that. And obviously, what Trevor says is also correct. Like, George, especially in this particular case, he might ask to be a little bit more run game focused to start this one off than pass game. We'll see. I don't know how they're going to deploy him. I just know this. We've had two offensive linemen on 95.7 The Game this week that pointed to this as the thing. First of all, on our show, John Feliciano, with regard to the run game and...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
George Kittle.
I feel like the bigger problems are on the outside. Kittle, we desperately need Kittle back. Gone are the days of Chris Conley. I mean, Juwan is still there, but he's not playing like he's capable. I'm guessing it's because of the broken ribs. B.A. is a great blocker. Debo is a great blocker. I think we're missing that right now.
Okay, so now he goes beyond Kittle. Jennings not up to snuff, and Debo is gone. But he pointed to George Kittle, and then so did Brian Baldinger on the morning roast.
I'd say the blocking, because, you know, they run two main plays where George is at a focal. They run an outside zone where they pull a tight end across, and they double the outside, you know, edge player with two tight ends, and then they work up to the second level. And then at I formation with Juice at fullback, they'll run just, you know, basic fullback lead. And George has to block, you know, the outside defensive end or outside linebacker. And there's really nobody at the point of attack better than George. So I'd say he's more important, right? Because Tongas has been okay in the passing game. He's not going to give you the yards after catch that George will give you, but he's been okay. But I think at the point of attack, they miss George right now in the run game.
Okay. And the question on that particular one was, do they miss him more in the run game or the pass game?
And I love the breakdown because the outside zone is what we all see, whether it's a stretch and McCaffrey goes wide. And yeah, you've got Kittle out there either taking on the defensive end first and then getting to the second level, or it's, you know, the toss play we saw last week, or like he's talking about where it's two running backs and it's going to be kind of straight power where you've got Juszczyk leading the way for McCaffrey. And then Kittle is, again, on the outside, and hopefully Trent is taking care of his business, and then George can get to the linebacker, and that's where you get explosive plays. And we haven't had that because none of the blockers, linemen, Juszczyk, tight ends, wide receivers, none of them have been able to get to the second level, to the linebackers, to the safeties, and create that secondary hole where McCaffrey can get up to full speed and then, you know, maybe make somebody miss and do what we've seen from a lot of teams, including last night, where it was big plays ahoy in that thing.
Last night's game was
fun. That game was fun.
Someone pointed out that's three Thursday nights in a row where there was a quote-unquote major outright upset.
Yeah.
Starting with the 49er Ram game.
Right. Divisional games, I believe, all three.
Divisional games. Philadelphia losing to New York Thursday.
Yep.
And then last night, suddenly the Bengals looked passable and got themselves to 3-4. And by the way, that's another brick on the wall of Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Ain't going anywhere.
I thought that on the way in today.
Yeah, when they won that game, it's like Joe Flacco's there. They just beat the Steelers. It's the only team ahead of them in the division. The Bengals are not going to do that to the rest of the guys in that locker room. They're like, no, we think we can win this thing.
Right. And if you're Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and you're in the locker room after that game, you're thinking, yeah, that was fun. I was open and the guy with the ball threw it and I was able to catch it. And no disrespect to Jake Browning. He had a couple of nightmarish games.
It's a rough night for him.
It's rough.
It's a rough night for him when somebody who literally just showed up less than 7 days ago can walk in and conduct an offense that way and win a football game on primetime.
Well,
that's a rough night for him.
Joe Flacco is a special, special quarterback, and I tweeted this out as far as journeyman winners. He is one of seven quarterbacks all time to start a game and win a game for six teams or more. He's one of only seven guys who've ever done that.
Okay, one of seven players to start and win.
Start and win.
For at least six teams.
Correct.
Oh, God.
And I'll give you the names because, I mean, we'd be here all night with the nuance of this, but Vinny Testaverde is one.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that. I mean, played for six teams?
At least. I mean, he was a Jets.
Yeah, Jets.
He was a Bucks for sure. And
it was Browns?
Wasn't everyone a Brown?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and I thought that was he a Ravens? I think he was.
I think he was a Ravens.
Yeah. But Vinny Testaverde is
any other actives?
Jets, Tampa, Cleveland, Baltimore, Dallas, and Carolina.
God, I would not have remembered any of that.
His Dallas
tenure. Carolina, I definitely do not remember that.
You've got Chris Chandler.
Okay.
Earl Morrill, I mentioned this during the break.
Okay,
I mean,
that's going way back.
Gus Frerotte. Case Keenum.
That's a good one.
Josh McCown. And the all-time leader in starts and wins with different teams
is
Fitzmagic.
Oh,
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Seven teams.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I would have gotten none of those.
Exactly.
None of them.
And I did a little bit of a dive post-game because I was thinking about Flacco and, like, not is he a Hall of Famer or is he not? I mean, he might be with that Super Bowl win.
Maybe.
The dude, you can't kill him. He just keeps on doing it.
Dude, that was crazy when those two dudes took their helmets off. And I'm like, they both have completely gray beards.
Yep.
And they're playing football against each other. And the final score was 31-30.
And Fitzmagic,
33-31.
Fitzmagic, by the way, started for two other franchises but didn't win for them.
Oh, God. So eight.
Nine. He was 7-for-9. He didn't win with St. Louis, and he didn't win with Washington.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-957 is the number. David Lombardi in 20 minutes. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.